Hello everyone and welcome to Heavy Pod is Heavy Cast episode 48. So as we hinted at last week, this week we had a little bit of a situation where Eden came to New York City to get married, and as a result of that we weren't really able to record a traditional podcast. So we had two options basically. We could either skip this week or do this. And this is basically over the weekend where I went to New York City as well, obviously, to meet Eden. We just sat down and had food and whatnot, and while doing that, I just randomly recorded the conversations we had there. I originally intended to do three sessions, but we could only end up doing two sessions, and what you're about to hear is those sessions. Now, let me give you a disclaimer in that this is just pure unfiltered crap coming from the heavy blog crowd, you know, anyone who was there, who... And we just, you know, talked about random shit. And it was also in noisy environments. And there was some loud laughing and, like, loud noises going on. So, you know, headphone warning, I guess. And in general, it's just presented as is. There is no structure to the conversation or there's no point. It is just a window into the mind of Heavy Blog is Heavy, if you will. So, yeah. What you're about to hear is basically those conversations, and there's going to be, as I said, two sessions. One was on Saturday morning when we went to just have some brunch, and had Eden and some other editors, and then the second session was on Saturday evening, where we had dinner at Nick's house. Nick has been on the podcast a couple of times now. Eden wasn't there for that one, but we had a bunch of other staff writers. Yeah, so... that's basically what we've got. And, you know, if this is not your thing, that's okay. Next week, we'll be back with your regularly scheduled podcast content. But if you want to just see what kind of stupid meme life we live, then this is for you. And I hope you enjoy the next however long this thing is going to be. And thanks for listening, and tune back next week for the regular Heavy Blog podcast, if you will. So enjoy. Actually, apparently I lied, because I tried to edit the, not edit, but just give a listen to the things to make sure the audio levels were correct and whatnot. And turns out that the brunch session is not really great. There's, like, it's hard to hear anything that's going on. I'm still going to put it in there, but it's like 40 minutes long and it's kind of hard to tell what's going on, whereas the evening session is 20 minutes long and it's pretty audible. trial.com/heavy. So I'm gonna put the evening session first and then the brunch session after that. So that's that. Thanks. Bye.
All right, we are recording. Yep.
Recording for what?
Podcast.
Okay.
All of us.
Yeah, I'm just documenting, like, all the shit that happens over the weekend.
But Eden isn't here.
It doesn't matter. No one cares about Eden.
Eden's not. Eden doesn't draw.
Wait, let's identify ourselves. I'm here again. We have Simon now.
Hey, hey.
Ahmed.
Hey.
Jimmy's here again.
Sorry.
Colin's here.
I'm the guy who doesn't actually contribute anything.
No, that's not
that's everybody.
That's everybody. Yeah, what do
Mark's
I consider
here, but Mark's not going to see
it's all your fault.
Mark is the strong but silent type.
What's that?
That's the camera.
So we're in Nick's house right now. There's some
light. Nick's house is right in the background. Deaf
Evan's Nick's over there with Mott Scurfy.
Motley Crue.
Scott.
Scottly Crue.
Scott Pilgrim.
Motley Crue. Yeah.
Scott Pilgrim.
Nas is reaching towards your bag while looking at you.
The cat's name is Nas?
That's cat thing.
It's short for something.
What is it? What is this 360 mic thing even for? General.
It's like, okay, so you know how you can do those like 360 videos on Facebook now?
Yeah.
Now you can do 360 sound videos, so you can like drag it around and hear different things.
You can do 360 sound so that when you put on surround headphones,
and it's just a panorama.
What if
of that picture
you
of
stick
butt.
It up your butt?
Interesting proposition.
It's like, can't say I haven't tried that.
So today our topics are naked anime.
When is that not our topic? Honestly. Everything we do, it always goes back to
shit post.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to be, like, usable at all, but that's fine.
We'll post it anyway.
It's not about
we'll post
no,
it anyway.
No, that was my policy in terms of, like, content, but audio-wise, I'm still going to post it.
We don't have any standards.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, if you want to hear this, like, 20 hours of audio logs.
Yeah, no, that's the idea.
Are you actually going to do that?
Yeah.
I gave up 3 out of 5, and a guy threatened to kill me.
Wait, are we talking about 12-foot ninja?
Was he a 12-foot guy?
No, I'm talking about bringing the prize in some eternal.
Yeah.
I gave it a 3 out of 5 and the guy threatened to kill me.
With a 12-foot pole?
Fan interaction. I hate you all.
Fan interaction. Just don't talk to me. I don't really
know what it's because... All the good fan interaction is just like you know.
The only one that's good,
but the bad fan interaction gets me.
The only good reader we have is Adam McMillan.
True. Adam Gay Guy McMillan is the Adam McGay Guy McMillan is the only good reader.
I live for Adam.
Yeah,
and Will Smoke.
True.
What?
Will Smoke, the guy who the
hey hand spanker,
the
you spanker of hands.
Yesterday was the 1 year anniversary.
You don't like reflections.
God, that was a year ago.
Or, yeah, that was a year ago. Two days ago was the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, he's totally not in Reflections.
You can tell because his one mutual friend on Facebook was the vocalist of Reflections.
The biggest fan reaction I got to a post was when I did that Rob Flynn thing and went, hey guys, let's not be white supremacists.
Oh,
and then
Christ.
We got so many
oh
comments.
My god, I remember that. People posting like manifestos.
Yeah, like 3,000 words of like, let me explain to you why eugenics is important.
Didn't we have
oh my
to,
god.
Like,
okay, let me explain to you why eugenics is important.
Didn't we have
because
to, like,
those kinds of
people
need to be eradicated.
or that one guy
well,
that's
bro,
like,
you're censoring their speech.
About unity and togetherness.
Dude, unity and together. We can only have unity and togetherness when the white race is.
And then, then
oh my god.
Communism is an evil ideology.
Right, it's the same as people are just like, you know, why can't everybody be white? Then there'd be no racism.
Yeah.
I think everyone is the same.
Didn't he have vitiligo or something?
Who?
Michael Jackson had vitiligo or whatever it's called.
Oh.
I don't know. Let's talk about anime. Mainly how I don't watch it because I could never sin.
So, you should watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
I think I
that
said this
be
to Kyle.
All listeners should
so
watch
I'm
JoJo's
like a TA
Bizarre Adventure
for,
or you're dead to me. Even more than
some like
you
classes,
are.
Some like basic stats classes.
Yeah.
And the other day, I was like walking around the class, making sure that everyone was paying attention. And there was this guy in the back of the class watching Monogatari.
good taste.
What's that?
Which one?
Hanakawa Best Girl.
I don't know. I haven't seen either because I hate anime.
Okay, but how do you know it's Monogatari then?
Because he was watching it on YouTube, and I saw that like the title of it was like Monogatari English dub.
Dub? What the fuck? Did you kick him out of the class?
I should have. Sub's not dubbed, motherfucker.
Dub cattle go to gulag. Nate is always going on about
dub cattle.
Nate is always like, dub cattle are barely people.
He's right though.
Then
he's
again,
not wrong.
I mean, it's hard to take anything Nate says seriously after he started saying 3D PD unironically.
3D PD what?
3D PD stands for
3D pig
3D
disgusting.
3D pig disgusting, and
which
it's
means
like hentai is superior.
Only 2D women.
Oh my god.
Yeah, 3D PD.
Or was
if you ever want to hear like. If you ever want to get like an earful about 3D PD, ask AB about it. Ask AB for his opinions on 3D PD.
Who?
This
friend. It's a friend of ours.
Alejandro Benito.
I'm gonna go back to thinking about other things.
My friend TJ is gonna send me the eating chips ASMR.
What the fuck?
So who's your persona waifu?
Ben Carson.
Good. Ben Carson's my favorite persona character.
Marie.
Also Dan Wheaton.
Good choice.
Also Dan.
I don't understand why people are so salty about Marie.
Because you can't add anything to a game that's already gonna come out.
But she's the best. And like she is also the official OTP waifu in the new anime.
And
Golden.
She has a hat.
Is she Ben Carson?
If she's not
debatable.
3D not Ben Carson.
Dan
disgusting.
Is the best looking 38-year-old I've ever seen.
Dan, dude, Dan.
When he told
is the
me
hottest
was,
scene kid I've
when
ever
he,
seen.
When he, when he told me he was 38, I thought he was lying to me.
He really like he looks not 38. Yeah,
yeah.
He's tall.
I'd say like
that boy is tall.
Everybody's tall compared to you.
That's not true. Kellen is 5'2".
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't show.
I have met Kellen and can confirm.
Oh, I think Kellen came from last year.
Kellen's still taller than my parents, who are 5 feet.
I wish he'd been able to come.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
me
know.
Too.
The memes would be dank.
As if they're not dank already.
They're not.
Okay.
They're not.
They could be.
Ha-ha.
We just keep sending each other pics of each other's asses.
That's so dank!
Friendship is the greatest meme of all.
What is danker than everybody else's ass crack?
Because they're...
Your own ass crack.
No, there's
of
no
your
crack.
Ass.
That's the problem.
What?
No. We need more crack.
Leftover crack.
I'm from Toronto.
You know if you could eat, if you could make your own ass, you totally
Rob would. Ford, I get you. Rob Flynn,
huh? People will deny it, but they totally would.
What?
Ouroboros,
if you could lick your own ass, you totally would.
I would.
What if you could eat your own ass?
I would.
What if you could slither up your own ass like an Ouroboros?
I would.
A backwards Ouroboros.
Wasn't that in Hannibal?
I don't know.
Probably.
Hannibal Buress?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hannibal, hit the TV show Hannibal. Everything is exactly the same except Hannibal is replaced by Hannibal Buress.
Yes. I mean, you should renew it, but just do that.
Can you imagine another Hannibal explaining that?
And they should get the guy who played Hannibal, they should replace the sidekick in Big Bang Theory with him playing Hannibal.
What about they just...
No, but Will is still Will, so he's like...
Yeah.
In the butt.
But then there's rape Wendigos and stuff. I don't think I know. That would rape Wait. Wendigos would improve is the Big Bang Theory.
I don't know what that is.
I tuned out for a second and then
I don't think if it's in the 13th I didn't see it.
This is happening all day. I tune out for a second and then come back and like they're talking about like smoking some black smoke. And then tune out for a second. Come back, Black rape Smoke. Wendigos. What the fuck is going
Black
on?
Black Smoke is my favorite hardcore band.
Is it? No, that's like the entirety of Lost.
What?
Black Smoke.
What about okay, Moss? Okay, but Hannibal Buress is every character.
What if no homo smoking penises?
Yo, we out here smoking penises. No homo.
As recreated by Eric Andre and Hannibal Buress. Yes.
Lost, no, but everyone is young thug smoking penises. Yo, we out here smoking penises. That's the best tweet. I'm so glad that like was shown to me.
Not loose is garbage.
Not loose is not smoking penises.
It's not no, no, seriously, like everybody was posting about it on Facebook, and
this
I was like,
good. Yeah, like
I'm sure, like the by the people posting, I could tell it's gonna be garbage.
I'm telling Drusif you said that.
I love that album.
I'm telling Drusif that you think his taste is garbage.
I love that album, but only because it's just so incredibly ignorant and dumb. Even though DMX says your taste is garbage.
Oh my god. Yeah. I mean, that's what I expected Second Nails to be. Oh no, oh, he's gonna come to my house now. He's gonna come to my house and scream at me.
The new Nails was so edgy.
Yo, you will never be one of us, bro.
Bro?
Bro, you listen, pussy boy.
God damn it.
I still love that video of the skeleton dancing, and it's like,
dude, I love that so much.
That is the best Vine I have ever
seen.
What was the album from last year, the weird deathcore album with this very shitty clip art skeleton on the cover? With a red skeleton.
The Last 10 Seconds of Life!
Yes.
Fuck!
That was so fucking... That album, people still get mad at me. Like, JJ gets mad at me every time I tell him that I don't like it.
Dan Wheaton loves that album.
I fuck JJ.
Yeah.
I like it too, but...
It's kind of... It's just too nu metal-y for me. It's like... The only good band, the only band to ever, the only,
I'm kind of mad Periphery didn't go full new metal.
The only band that is
closer,
the only band
that
has ever properly combined new metal and core is Destridge.
True. I love. Oh my god.
Okay,
the King is stuck in my head.
I will ruin that band for everyone.
The vocalist sounds like Charlie
Day. The vocalist
Charlie
sounds like
Kelly.
Charlie Day.
He does. I know. I can live with
that's
it.
That's why they're good.
That's why they're good.
Simon, there's a video called. There's. Let me find this.
Imagine the vocalist of Destridge saying Pepe Sylvia.
David, firing the David.
There's an It's Always Sunny themed power. King of Rats by Crow Team.
Oh, I love
it's
that.
Always Sunny themed.
Oh
power
yeah,
violence.
I saw that. Someone posted that.
I love ghouls. I was expecting a like the Nightman Cometh song. I was expecting a rendition of the play, but it wasn't really fully there.
I was disappointed.
I really want to see the new song is so good.
And,
what?
The new song, The Strange, is so
good.
Yeah, it is really good. Like their last album was incredible.
Yeah, this one is like that, like but even more intense.
We got in early on The Strange Train with Heavy Vlog with like The King is Fat and Old.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I got into them right when Kidding Me came out.
Yeah. Their first album, I don't even know what it's called. And
Urban
I'm not,
Myth or something.
It's so weird.
Yeah, but King is Fat and Old is
King
great.
Is
like,
sick. I love it.
Chris Grenville was on the blog back then. He I think he reviewed it and gave it like an okay
no,
score.
I think
Gunner did it, yeah. And he gave it like 4.
He got a 5 out of 5. I remember that because like, that was one of the first things I looked up on the blog.
We need to get Gunner to reviewing only Dr. Acula releases again.
Are they still a thing?
No, but they did play one show and I was there. It was a small venue on Long Island and it was the weirdest.
This, didn't they sell out and like make like shitty scene music?
Yeah, it was like...
I mean, they were always shitty scene
like
music, but like...
Grindcore meets like digital, like, Nintendo.
Have you guys ever heard about Tower of Gopal?
No.
It's a meme band that...
That tells me everything.
It's a joke band where they, like, wear, like, super scene hair and just scream, and the vocalist, the guitarist and vocalist pulls all the frets out of his guitar.
Oh my god.
So it sounds so, horrible.
Oh, you can make fretless work. But, wait, were you also there for the Cypress show, by the way? I realize you
yes.
Didn't.
That
oh,
was so
good.
God.
I'm
so jealous.
Wait, what's up?
I saw Cyopus 2 years ago.
Wow.
But, oh, yeah, wait, they did that one one-off reunion.
Is it Cyopus or Cyopus?
I see Cyopus.
I
see
Cyopus.
Probably Cyopus.
Cyopus.
It's actually Cyopus.
So mad.
It was really good, and then, like, later that night, I went to Brooklyn and saw Trapped, and that was a good day.
Wait, you saw Trapped?
Trap them. I wish
same
I
thing.
What is
what if you saw? Okay, I'm gonna ruin hard rock for you. Seether is from South Africa.
What?
Seether is from
what?
South.
What?
Seether is from South Africa.
No.
Seether. How did
Nat,
you Nat,
no.
Nat was like, I was extremely drunk one night, out of nowhere, I got a message from Nat on Skype. It was just like, see, there is South African.
What?
Aren't they
like
not like
from
band?
LA or something?
What?
Aren't they like a Jesus band?
No.
That's Creed.
That's Creed.
That's
Creed. Same thing.
That's Creed. That's
Creed. That's
Creed.
No,
what's
no, wait,
the,
no that's
which
not.
Band is the band
they're
of
all the same. Butt Rock is
former
Butt
guitarist
Rock is the
of,
same.
No, new band of the former Evanescence guitarist, Ben Moody.
Oh,
Woven War.
Yeah.
We were talking
about no, that's As LA Died, you fuck.
No.
Alec and I were talking last night. He's like, have you, is like, you remember In This Moment? And I'm like, oh yeah, that's the band, Chick with the Big Boobs. And she's like, well, their whole shtick is, they're like a stage production now. Where after every song she goes and changes the costume.
What? Oh, dude, I love Weird Al.
I saw them live like years ago and they were still like super tryhard.
And I told them, I'm like, I saw them open for Megadeth. And I remember seeing all the promo photos of them in Guitar World, and it's like they look like they just rolled around in a bunch of dry dirt.
Sick.
No, it's like they're seriously
that's
all
so
covered
black,
in dirt.
Though.
It was like
when they
crushed Dawn of the Blackhearts.
They're just super try hard, like in terms of trying to sell their sex appeal. It's just
oh yeah, the new album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard, of these people.
What?
Oh, Butcher.
Did we start talking about Butcher Babies?
Oh,
is that what we're
God.
Talking about?
Butcher Babies.
The talk about
they're turning with Nail the Viscous, and that's all I know.
What if
I like laughing before it.
What?
Like the Nail the Viscous Butcher Babies and Cradle Show. I just stayed for this guy to laugh. That's all I know about.
Babies.
Yeah.
You know, they could hit the like.
Who were like wearing extremely skimpy clothes.
Yeah.
Playing shitty Pantera core metal. The ladies are the vocalists. And they, you don't need to have
yes.
two vocalists because
sounds like something 14-year-old would be into.
What?
What? Two vocalists, that was the joke.
Yeah.
So does Gas Chamber, but they kind of pull it off.
Who?
Gas Chamber, they're like a nose grind band.
Nose grind?
The
new In This Moment is a concept album about how much Maria Brink wants dick. I'm not even kidding you.
That's what the new Nine album is too.
It's got a braid on. Am I allowed to say?
No,
the
live,
whoops.
Cool.
Yeah, because you're safe sexual.
Yeah.
So is the Echopraxia album?
So I need to actually record vocals. The guitars are done.
Is that the meme?
That's
album?
What Steven was saying to me.
Yeah, so the thing is, I'm working on my own album. So I want
to
finish my own album first.
I'm about to fart.
Little Babby Steven, who plays guitar better than he has any right to.
I sent him, like, he scares
me.
Responding to me.
Dude, Steven is
he scares me. Like, he's so good.
Yeah.
I remember when I saw some of his YouTube covers, and I was like, what the fuck?
I remember seeing his, like, Planetary Duality cover, like, 5 years ago. And, like, now, when I...
Dude, I saw his, like, Within the Ruins or whatever covers, like, 8 years ago on YouTube. Like, he was...
How's he been playing this long?
Have you guys ever watched Anthony's guitar covers on YouTube?
Yeah.
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 Like,
this... Yeah, he's like used to be.
He's gonna listen to this, you guys.
No, he's not. No.
That's. I just wanted to bring it up because we're talking about
yeah.
people.
I can't poke fun at anybody for their YouTube though, because mine is like.
But yeah, Steven, like that fucking Within the Ruins cover, like, how is he not bigger on YouTube? Like,
because back then, when he first came out, his production wasn't great and he looked kind of dorky, so...
I mean, if he was like 12...
Yeah.
What 12-year-old doesn't look dorky?
That's like those little, like, Chinese kids.
I was a great-looking...
Those little 8-year-old Chinese kids
still a
great-looking 12-year-old.
Oh, God.
Until they're, like, virtuoso.
God.
Remember that Chinese man who sued his wife for being ugly, for giving him ugly kids? Because she had plastic surgery.
How does that even work, though? Like, did he wait for them to grow, or did he just, like, deem
what happened was she had plastic surgery before they married.
No, but, like, what metric did he go by? Oh, these kids are ugly and it's your fault.
Well, they were pretty fucking ugly.
I'm just wondering, because it's like most newborn kids are just ugly by default, right?
Well, I'm sure he, like, waited a few years.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was asking.
It's like, oh, these kids are just horrifying.
I mean, if they're that ugly, kids. Maybe you can tell from when they're babies. Like, they're just like...
They should get the plastic surgery, yeah, too.
Ugly baby syndrome is the new thing.
But it's like, am I being, you know, I have horrible teeth. This is, like, after braces is what they look like, so am I selling myself short?
Mine is so fucking crowded.
Let's go straight up there, though.
I never got braces.
Oh, shit.
Did you say you never got racist?
Yes.
You've never been racist.
I'm a car racist.
How's it going?
Hey, we're recording a podcast.
Good. Kind of.
Yes. Yes. Yes, the microphone's right there.
Holy crap.
We're talking, I farted at least twice already.
Listen to Instar.
What?
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 What? What? In the butt. Old memes.
Why would you do that to other people?
True, actually.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I'm actually plugging I wish Hadaway followed me on Twitter instead of Tezande.
He followed me too, like in the last couple of weeks.
So does that little guy who made that butter and coffee bulletproof diet.
That guy, oh my god.
Oh, I love soy.
Wait. Bulletproof coffee.
It's bulletproof coffee.
Bulletproof coffee sounds like a shitty
coffee with butter in it.
That's your whole
coffee shop.
Done.
It's that's literally the entire, like, just three times a day you have a cup of coffee with butter in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna try that.
I'm ready.
I'm so into it.
I can't have either of those. So, like, dude, you're not gonna advertise to me very well.
He's, like, super aggressive advertising his, like, super bullshitty shtick.
Who?
Bulletproof coffee.
More like stick, because it's butter.
He created this diet that's just some butter and coffee.
Keto people love it.
That reminds me.
Ketogenic diet people love
there
it.
There was a kid in junior high whose mother would just pack in two sticks of butter every day for lunch.
Two sticks of butter?
Yeah, really?
Where was it?
Northern Michigan. Everyone called him Butter Kid.
I don't remember the context.
Butter Kid.
Never got over it. Butter Kid's dead.
Pretty much everybody I went to junior high with is dead.
I don't remember the context of this, but I went to the house of someone like a couple weeks ago and with someone else, and they asked, so do you refrigerate your butter?
What?
Yeah, of course you do.
I mean,
was this person like just arrived in the U.S. from
like the guy from Corey's in the house?
Kurgira Stan or something?
What if it's Corey Taylor here?
Yeah.
We're gonna leave in like 5 minutes.
Nikki is being a buzz.
I'm being a dad.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess it's time to say goodbye.
Yeah, we hate you. Unless you're Adam McMillan, then we love you.
Okay.
Or Will Smoke.
Yeah, Will Smoke. Shout out to
Will
Smoke.
Shout out to Supreme Emperor Snoke.
Snoke.
Oh my god.
He's the one who leaves every Facebook.
Yeah, that's the end of the evening session, and now the brunch session.
Well, I don't even know if this will be like listenable or not. No. I don't even know what picks you up. Just try to speak loudly if possible. I'm sure that's good for you, Nick.
I mean, I'm seeing some waveforms here, so I guess it's kind of happening.
I'm getting picked up.
Oh, you're on Destiny?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's picking me up as well.
Yes, okay. I don't know, but if it picks me up above the noise level or whatever. Hey. This is going to be a shit show. Sorry in advance. I don't know what's going to happen, but here we have from Heavy Blog, me, Eden, Nick, are the people we already know. We have Scott.
Hi.
That's Scott. And we have Jimmy Mullet. Not Jimmy Rowe. The cool Jimmy.
Ow.
No, you're the cool Jimmy.
I know, but it's out of him.
Nah, whatever. And we also have Sarah and Ronnie. Hi.
That's the last structural thing we have.
Yes, exactly. We're at a brunch place right now, and we haven't even ordered food yet, so that's how shitty this is gonna be. I don't know if I'm gonna edit any of this in or out or whatever, so let's just roll.
And I'll just ignore the mic.
Yeah, exactly. Just be awkward.
Yeah.
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 We always help.
So, we're in New York City. For, yes, I missed it. For Eden's thing.
Yeah.
The evening.
Yeah, the evening.
The Eden one.
Yeah. No, we have to put Ronnie first, man. Come on, like, don't be sexist. Yeah. Ron, and rolls off the tongue even better. Like, the Ronnie the ding. Ronnie the ding.
That's what I'm
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Code name?
Like,
Black Panther.
Yeah. Fleet Eagle. Operation Fleet
Eagle.
Should have had an operation
code name
for this whole thing.
Yeah. Operation Heber Vammer.
Heber Vammer.
Yeah. You need like a military style. Over the top. Black Fox.
Like Screaming Eagle.
You need to talk louder, even.
Like, I'm scared. I'm just gonna talk naturally and then I'll pick it up.
Yeah, that's great.
We're just going to be like 2 hours of 90
I'm not even standing in front of the mic, but it's kicking me out. Really good. I don't know.
Do you edit this?
Normally, no. I don't know if I'm going to edit this. Yeah, I mean, I think this will be better if I don't edit it. And it's probably like 5 hours long. And, you know, just what you see is what you get.
just keep
bringing
like
it here everywhere you
yeah, go. Yeah, I'll just like walk around with the laptop and the mic. Just
all that. We're waiting for Kyle. Ahmed. Waiting for Ahmed.
Yeah, Ahmed and Kyle.
It's a two-part postmodern
podcast.
Except
in order to make it, right, but in order to like really make it true to form, he needs to never show up. So he's like,
yeah.
It's
Sick Burner style.
That's a metaphor for understanding. We're all waiting for him and he never shows up.
Waiting for Godot. Yeah.
Wait to call out the...
Yeah.
Rowan.
Yeah. No, I made that joke like years ago, so... I just wanted credit for the joke that I already made, like, acknowledged live.
Yeah, you're all about the credits.
Yeah.
You're all about them.
Yeah. What? Is that a dig? I don't get it.
Excellent.
Okay. I mean, I'm fine if it is.
When did you join?
Like, January?
Date
ago?
You're
right. You're
about to, like, guide you.
Don't know. Like, maybe this is just an elaborate plan to get you here to murder you and eat you.
Alright,
I'm
ready to die.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. It's a good way to go. In New York City, right? Could be worse. Could be like...
To get the full, I'm ready to die means we need Simon.
Yeah, I'll probably like record at every session we have and just try to cobble together something. Because I'm going to be getting back home at like 8 p.m. On Sunday. And I'll...
So you're not going to be at the...
Anyway, so I'll have like a few hours to edit like probably 5 hours of audio into something that is like close to listenable. So it's gonna be. Yeah, that's the sound of dishes. We're pretty close to the kitchen. Sorry about that.
I'm gonna do it.
Bloody Mary's for him.
I've got a 10 ounce stuff. That's for me.
And I have the weird jalapeno stuff.
Yes. Is that actually what it's called?
No, it's the name is jalapeno something soju margarita.
Jalapeno guava.
That's really good, actually.
Yeah, thank you. Jalapeno guava soju margarita. Okay. Sounds like the drinks I make Eden. Sorry, Ian.
Weird stuff.
Thank you. Sounds like the drinks I force Ian to drink for money.
Are you guys ready to order?
Are
yes.
Ready
to
yeah.
Order?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Sorry, this is time for order food. Oh, this is great. It's really spicy. We're ordering food right now, so awkward lull in the conversation. I'll. Sorry. Please go for it. Eden.
Oh, I'll have the burger. Mm-hmm. And I'll add, bacon, cheddar, and the avocado.
Okay, how would you like the burger cooked?
Medium.
I'll have the burger with everything added and medium. Just the...
So, cheddar, bacon, avo, fried egg?
Yes.
How would you like it cooked?
Medium.
Medium.
Right.
The
two
eggs.
The two eggs scrambled with no salad.
Okay.
you want to do an extra potato?
Yeah,
super spicy. Yeah, we just had that exact same exchange. That's the meme now. Every other.
Oh, this is supposed to be super spicy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mine as well.
Spicy memes.
Oh, hot spicy memes. Coming at you live from your, except not live at all.
Spicy dank memes?
Yeah. So Jimmy, tell us about your favorite memes.
I like the doggo.
Okay, that's like old school.
Yeah, but everyone shut the fuck up. I'm trying to think.
What's your stance on Harambe?
Are you guys waiting for
it? It's overdone.
It's that's what makes it good though.
It's funny, but it's overdone. Actually,
you can't talk about Harambe when Simon's not here. Even I know that.
Oh, that's
yeah. No, but like we load up first so that we get to Simon's level.
Yeah. What would you say we're loading in
for? Oh my god. Inside jokes are the best. Yes.
Was it you that posted the thing on the ship poster that was like the Rick Harrison?
No. I don't participate in family anymore. Yeah. Like
I don't follow it anymore because I'm like I don't know, I end up spending like all my time on
it. I used to moderate family and then right. I left and then I realized that I should never come back.
It's a smart idea.
Supposedly.
From what I hear, it's
oh,
the most unmoderated thing.
What we do is the worst things and put them in one place.
Thread, yeah.
But it usually leaks. And
yeah.
You have to do another one.
When I moderated the family, I was using my moderator privileges as an excuse to shitpost officially. And then call out anyone else who's shitposting.
Yeah, there hasn't been. There's been a surprising lack of quality shitposting.
I should rejoin family.
Yeah, it's calmed down. It's calmed down a bit.
Someone put me back in family.
I can do it.
Do it.
I'll just take Eden's face and put it on something. Don't worry.
No, just put me in family. I'm serious. This is like an occasion. I should load in a spicy meme to post the moment I drop. This is terrible.
I've lived in this neighborhood for 4 years. I've lived in Brooklyn since fall 2011. So, hours. Yeah.
He's lived in his house.
Please tell us your actual address, Nick, so that fans can send you mail.
Let me also pull out my credit card.
Yeah. Social security. Mom's
husband name, blood type.
I was working for this financial app. It was based in the US, but they have an office in Israel. Well, it kind of like helped you follow up on your credit cards. So people had to log in with their credit cards. They would, and I was the support. They would like send me an email, hey, the app is not working. By the way, my credit card number is my login details now. Some people, the editor's so skilled to do that.
My best friend works for a company where they try to help people understand how to better use credit cards and how to save money, that sort of thing. And she runs their customer service, and every fucking email is like, here's my credit card number. And all the shit abuses and like, the whole point is that these people have never had a credit card before. So maybe they just don't, I don't know.
But when you have
a
credit card, you have to really
have to
understand what it is and understand
the danger. It's your job to teach them. So maybe all this works. But then she just has to delete their email and then email them and say, hey, I couldn't read your email because you have your credit card on it. And then they send it again and they put that in your account. So, but where I work, we have people's social security
numbers. Oh my god.
Just
like keep it in their
personal file,
like
give them tests. They say, oh, don't test social security numbers, like literally ever. People are alive. Trapped. Makes humble like a student number, and university.
I was the wine.
Great. No.
I was here.
You should have been with us last weekend. We were at a wine and food festival in upstate New York.
Yeah. There
yeah. But like, we're doing wine, and so we just like had to grab it. It was like the beer and cider and the cocktail. And it was like trying wine, and we're like, this tastes like wine. Yes.
I was at
I was at a wedding last week, and we went up to wine country in California for that. And like, we're just like, oh yeah, it's like pizza box, donkey tap bottles. Just
yeah.
Really?
No, it just hates you.
Right, but the problem was every kid.
There's probably some racist thing going on in there.
And there's water sometimes.
Yeah.
Rinsing out their glass.
Zuckerberg doesn't want his people to like I don't know. This is remember that we're live.
Yeah.
I'll keep this. I'll just like post the like 5 hours of just
shoot, I didn't
think. Yeah. Even like when we're walking with the things in my backpack just rustling in my back.
You gonna have enough battery for that?
I'll charge it. It's a MacBook it has.
Yeah. Here?
Yeah. It lasts
long. How long did you get that?
It's like the 2011 year, I think.
Yeah. Girl, the one time he did that, and then he left the egg stories. So we just kind of chilled, and then next thing I know, there's like smoke coming out.
What's this?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant just like sick.
Yeah, he just left them there, and they turned into black.
What? I just missed the entire story. It just heard, they just turned into black clouds. Yeah, like,
I buy like certified a lot more of those like crap.
Dude, the olive oil here tastes like here in America. It tastes weird and like fake.
Because Americans don't know what actual olive oil is actually supposed to taste like.
Yeah.
So you just sell this rancid olive oil.
Even like the fancy oil you get or whatever, just no, it's right bad.
Like.
Eggs are better. Both. Deep fry eggs and olive oil. What's olive oil made from?
What? Coconuts.
Makes sense. Livening it up with avant-garde humor.
Garrett Bill Hicks.
You guys are all on the same group chat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
like we don't need to do that. Like, we're actually here in person, but
oh, man,
it's really hard to let go, you know? Like,
I have
my phone on airplane mode, so like, when I take it off, it's just gonna explode.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need to. I mean, Simon's not here and he's like trying to meme with us.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's saying there's a doppelganger with me on his butt.
Dude, yeah. In my previous apartment, like before I moved out, for the like last month, there was a dude that looked exactly like you. It was so weird. I kept trying to like sneak a picture of him, but I was never able to. And I didn't want to ask him to get a picture of him because that's just weird. But he looked exactly same height and build, too. Like, it was uncanny.
Like,
you just spotting.
I'll pull that.
So when did you stop, Scott?
Your job? October 3rd. But I have to go for part-day training Thursday, Friday, next week, Thursday, Friday, the week after.
So what exactly are you doing?
No podcast?
So it's a full-service music production company for modern classical
performers. Nice.
They take their sheet music, I guess, they book studio time, musicians, they create the packaging, they write the contract.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then they publish the market. I'll be doing a lot of like nitty gritty marketing, like writing all the literature, editing stuff, coordinating with artists.
It's a good start.
You know, it's cool though. You can actually start listening to more classical music now.
Yeah, and it'll be cool. Apparently, it's primarily kind of like that's what the super that's how they publish. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's actually really interesting. Classical music became like an academic thing.
Yeah,
no one actually
cares.
No, because plenty of people that go to concerts.
I know. I go too. I know.
But like the core people who compose. Most of them are like PhDs, people who like music theory degrees. Well, it makes sense. It's a very technical one.
I go to a lot of like classical concerts and stuff, but I also go to the like Zelda Symphony type things, and the audience is just completely different. Like, have you gone to any of those?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
But like
video game music?
Yeah, Pokemon Symphony.
Yeah.
Like, the audience is so weird. Like, people like interact. They have like audience participation, which is like at a classical music hall, it's just
that's
odd.
So weird.
Yeah. And like people are like dressed in like video game clothing and whatnot, and it's just so weird. Like people constantly clap and like cheer and what. That's like because going on.
I'd rather have that than a bunch of tight asses in suits.
Yeah, but like
nobody listening to music. It's like movements and stuff, and every time there's a lull, people start clapping.
And also, like a tennis match.
And it's like at like a classical concert hall, so it's just cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
It's weird. And then, like after the first round, they started realizing this, like people make it, and they started like adding audience participation segments. Like they had the Pokemon like anime theme, you know, gotta catch him up. Like they would like put like no vocal parts so that people can chant along to it and whatnot. It is so weird.
You remember the wedding video? Sorry.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Pokemon
theme. You guys have seen that?
No,
I posted.
Cringe.
A Pokemon-themed wedding.
Are they dressed up?
That's great.
They're dressed up.
But
Pokemon. Or trainers.
But the vows are like full of shitty like references to Pokemon stuff. I was looking to catch everyone, but then I finally caught the one Pokemon for me who would never faint on me in the middle of the day.
And then like I don't understand the structure of the thing, but they have people like walking up in costumes and like doing battle, I guess?
Yeah, they have like and
like
the
I'm gonna have to find this now.
I
it's a different thing. I was at this wedding last week, and the best the bridesmaid or maid of honor did like a rendition of the Fresh Prince of Bel Air theme.
Oh my god!
But about
the bride. They not know it's never good.
Oh, it was actually really, really good.
Oh,
I shit you not.
Hey Nick, can I post this picture like publicly?
Yeah.
Why did you posted it to the meme fam?
Mark is walking over now, by the way.
Oh sweet.
We have a bass voice competition.
But
he also has
the same
laws.
No, we have
enough
chairs.
Yeah, I know he's.
Yeah, it automatically tagged Jimmy and Nick in the picture, but like
it's because I'm just that sexy.
I'm scrolling in the field. And
it just brings me so much from like
I think it's the best thing.
You've never seen it.
She's never seen
what?
A video posted by Simon and family.
Yeah. So. Like, this was like one of the first things that Simon posted.
Do you think Ronnie Mine's being tagged?
Group?
Yo, Eden, do you think Ronnie Mine's being tagged in the picture?
No. Yeah.
Somebody is not on there.
You know Sandstorm?
It's like best song ever made.
These memes are like off the charts, guys.
It's hard to tell when it's played on a
computer. It's the most stereotypical like EDM song.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was one of the first to like really establish that build up to offer.
And like it got like super popular, so like people who knew nothing about EDM were also like constantly listening to it. It's like entry level EDM. People are walking into the place, it's gonna be awkward. I don't know if any of this is listenable at all. Like, I know content-wise it's not, but like audio-wise. Noon, more like.
Yeah.
Are you guys jet-lagged?
No, it's the opposite way. Because here it's earlier,
Okay.
But also, I don't sleep anymore.
Yeah. But that usually unless you really yeah, I know.
Lame. Yeah, I sold out. Sleeping is selling out.
Yeah. Eat it. With the straw. Like, I mean, eat the straw too.
Trying to get the pickle.
What? Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
He's in a pickle.
You have to leave that. Leave the microphone.
Is the secret thing in the bullpen? Is the secret thing in the bullpen? I'm slowly gathering information.
He thinks it's a show.
Yeah, I failed. Because it could be anything.
Yeah, could it?
I guess.
What do you do?
I think it's a show.
Okay. Why?
I see from your face that it's not. I mean, the amount of money that Nick gathered for people sounds like an amount you would pay for the show. And Nick was able to move it.
We just assume that you guys...
Maybe it was group tattoos.
We just assume that you guys don't have STDs. That's like a requirement for participation.
But no, but the problem with group tattoos is that you have an extra reservation.
If anyone doesn't show up, we put the extra tattoos on Eden. It's like we're getting matching forehead tattoos.
Eden's getting dead girl tattooed on his forehead.
But instead of damage, it should be actually indicative of what we also blogger. A blogger.
Damage is good.
Damage is just.
It works, yeah.
Cringe.
Like it could be.
Yeah, just get a tattoo that says cringe.
Cringe, yeah. I know, it could be. I can do anything, that's what I'm saying.
Do you know when it is?
Yeah, 7:30. Right? That's on the dock.
Yes.
And I was very mature because they accidentally added me to a group chat where they were discussing the thing. And Nick messaged me and he said, don't open that group thing, just delete it without looking. And it took every last shred of my will not to do that. And I actually
did.
I know, but when it's like, it was a month ago, I was going crazy. It was so tempting just to take a look at the group. But I didn't.
You might be still figuring out also.
No, it's pretty cool.
Also,
I'd
just like to take credit for this. I saw it.
Yeah, she did exactly.
I was like, that sounds like something.
Because we were looking at related things.
Look at stuff that I would like.
And then popped up, I was like, oh, that is crazy. Like, that is awesome. And also, that is the thing that Eden is here. I think that both of them probably will enjoy.
It's the only North American show Limp Bizkit are doing this year.
At a 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, if you had said Blake shit, then I would be down. Because that's like his legitimacy answer.
Break stuff.
Dude,
you get out. Like, you go back to Israel.
You don't have your friends. Just get the fuck out of here.
That's what they ask you at customs, like...
What's that song?
They play it and like...
Yeah. I mean, there's some good stuff, like legit...
Yeah, no, I unironically like chocolate starfish and hot dog flavored water.
Yeah,
it's like roll is a fun song.
See, silence, awkward silence.
Yeah, there's that.
Baby eater cubes. They're like this big, and I'm like, fucker.
Yeah, but they're attached to babies.
Exactly.
They don't have to be.
So
they don't
have
to
be. Like,
I mean, exactly.
I'm good for now.
Yeah, we have the Monk's Cafe. We did have a.
There's two more on the side.
This spook confliction wild ale, but it might be gone.
My drink is too spicy.
You know what you do?
Yes,
I'm terrible at it.
Not undrinkable, it's hard to drink by itself.
Right? Yeah. You could go either way.
We should do what?
Oh, trivia. Metal trivia.
What?
Way too. Okay.
First question is metal terrible? The answer is yes.
Yeah. But that's easy.
Yeah, that's true. Or like we never heard the first one, so you get
then the second question is I completely blank. the burger with everything.
Thank you.
Sometimes the mic super blows out. I don't know what's happening. We're sharing the burger. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
It's good for your soul.
Make a scene.
Yeah, I will. Set the table.
Yeah.
I couldn't pass it. Yes, I do.
Sarah, what do you have?
I had a burger. We all had burgers. Mine was medium rare.
Okay, that's probably yours.
Yeah,
it doesn't have the toppings.
Did you get toppings?
Yes.
I got all.
You got almost all the toppings.
You guys can start.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't even know shit. All right.
Fuck you too.
I can be rude on my own.
Okay.
It's not a second bite at all.
Man, it's super. Blows out the mic when someone does. I don't know. Let's put something on the table. I guess when everyone laughs, it just destroys the mic.
Yeah.
No. Let it go.
Post like flat note. Ball box with flat note.
I'll record a short like. Preamble for the episode, being like, hey guys, good morning.
You know what you're
yeah. Enjoy the next 5 hours.
So, how's Arlington? So
how's what?
Arlington?
Arlington, yeah.
Yeah,
it's nice. It's kind of tame after Baltimore. I mean, yeah, in that sense, but also, like, even the like lifestyle is kind of tame in that like there's not as many interesting food places, like there's less of a hipster food culture. It's a bit more refined, but DC is fine, DC is wild. But Arlington, I really like Arlington.
Isn't Nick?
Which Nick? Woodash? He's from Baltimore. He's from Towson.
Oh, it's from Baltimore.
Yeah. Yeah. Tommy's from DC.
Who?
Tommy.
But he's from Texas, right?
Yeah.
He's doing his PhD now?
Yeah. Psychology.
Yeah, him and Jerry met us.
Oh, yeah. Smooth.
I thought you were saying, like, Grammy Award winning song, Smooth, featuring. I thought it would take us a while to like smooth into the memes, but we just
went no.
That.
Yeah, they have like an absurd amount of
nice.
I just have so many friends who are super sad.
I always catch the end of what Scott is saying, and it always sounds super weird out of context.
I remember I had several really good friends.
I had the one with everything.
Everything of life, yeah.
Thank you.
On which you can buy.
Oh, that's everything.
No,
you take that?
Yep.
Sorry about that. Thank
Thanks.
You.
So go on there and you can earn points.
Wow.
What's up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how to handle this burger.
Squish it.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. What? Maybe Simon and Ahmed. No, Simon's not gonna be here, but Ahmed is trying to come here, but he's like super lost.
Silly Canadians.
Yeah.
I'm the outlier.
Right, and she said, how much money do you spend on my money? And I was like,
God.
You're kind
of like, this is a mess.
I wouldn't eat this because I would never.
There's more burger on my face than is actually in my mouth. What the fuck? How am I supposed to do? It is. What? That's fine.
You probably do the same thing as you all.
That's some great.
Oh, and they fired my friend because he was
still don't know what it is.
Because he was
it's like six,
four, five. Oh, hey, Dick. Sorry, my hands are completely burned up.
Ahmed, hi.
I've been on the back.
It's been a long
time. Sure. At least you're alive.
I'm alive. Yeah.
At least I thought that.
Annoying.
You only need to know how to shrug to
go to the Guitar Center and you can swear.
Again, laugh because.
I actually want to see them.
Like, people the stairs? Somewhere. And, I didn't think he would make it like this early. Don't you like live here though? Like, oh yeah. There was some train outage over trying to go to Brooklyn. Last night.
Yeah, so we will put a flower.
Did you fly British?
Sorry?
Did you fly British? Does it go straight to New York?
No.
Where?
Before. London.
No. Okay. Where from London? Does it go straight to New York from London?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Surprisingly,
close, like
7 hours.
How much did you weigh at the airport?
At London?
Yes.
We landed. Then we waited like an hour at the airport before boarding. When we got on the plane, they had a technical difficulty. So we waited the next 2 hours.
Oh, was that the over the talk to the pilot?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What did you have, Scott? You're vegan.
I hate saying
this. No,
it's fine.
I asked you.
We have to have a better word for it.
Yes. I told my parents that you're vegan and coming over. They were like, we don't have any food for that. We have a surveyor for that.
Colin just sent out a message.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to be able to make it at all. Like,
yeah, you still like, best sandwich he's ever had from Subway. Like, what?
I didn't get it.
I know, I think you're just watching me and then, like, just count down.
Do you have unlimited data? That's pretty low. You should, like...
You said that.
Wasn't he staying with the Wings Tonight guy? I think this is a good time to end this session. And then when we get somewhere else, I'll do it. So, bye.